Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping Monday's City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and there was a request from the county for the city to close some streets during the Justice Center project. Let everybody know what those streets are and how people are going to be affected.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As everybody knows, the county is in the process of demoing the old court complex. As part of that, there's going to be some utility work that they have to do. There's a storm sewer line that runs diagonal across the property. They're going to have to relocate that out to the perimeter. So with that, their contractor had submitted a street closure request, and that will be for part of the center lane of Buxton and then part of the outside lane on Howard and the inside lanes of the square. And that's going to be May 21st through May 31st. And the request has from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, that's part of the project. This is not going to be a lengthy part of the project, but this is necessary to upgrade and move some of the utilities. So we've shared as much information as we have with our counterparts at the chamber, and we will be doing our best to communicate out as much as we know when we hear about it. So we just ask residents to stay tuned to our social media outlets as well as Facebook, Twitter, and our website.
All right. We'll certainly do our best to keep people updated on that as well. There was also some procedural things in terms of TIF and the Hillcrest area. Just kind of give residents an update on what was decided by the council and what that means for the future of that area.
Okay. So TIF is an economic development tool. We have a series of TIF zones in our community. And what that does is it helps fund various infrastructure improvements in those areas. The area that we're talking about is the industrial park on the east part of town, off of Hillcrest. That designation is set to sunset, and we can go through a process to renew it. So the process that the council is going through now is taking out those parcels within that zone that have been fully developed. So they're no longer needed to be within that zone, so they're taking them out. And then we have to reestablish the boundaries. So it's a multi-step process, so that will be coming forward. It's coming at a great time. We've had a lot of interest from developers in our industrial park from a standpoint of valuation. It's a good thing to have diversification in the types of valuation that a community has, so not just residential. We've got residential, we have commercial, and now industrial. So this is an important step for us, and it also helps us fund necessary improvements to allow for that industrial area to grow, which then helps diversify our tax base, which ultimately is beneficial for our residents.
All right, good to hear. There's also a work session going on after the council meeting. There's an update on the wastewater treatment plant. What's the latest there?
Our engineers came in and provided an update on the status of the project. We are going as far as we can from the design standpoint. So they provided an update on that, where we're at. So we're about 30% of design. That's all work that could be done regardless of the site. As many in the community know, our special use permit application was denied by the county. So the next step is an appeal in district court. So while we're waiting on the court to issue some sort of finding on that petition, we want to make sure we're not losing any ground or any time, because this is something that has to happen. The DNR has made that clear. We certainly know that there's been a lot of conversations over the years about that, and it's necessary for growth, but it's also necessary to make sure that we meet the requirements by the EPA and the DNR. So they gave an update. Unfortunately, costs have jumped, but that's due to some of the things that are outside of our control at the federal level. But the good news is, because we've been monitoring it and we've been very conservative with our projections, working with our financial advisor, as well as some cost savings that we got notified of from the state regarding a note that we have with them, some debt that we have with them. Our interest rates went down, so we picked up some revenue. So even with the increases, we're still operating within what we can afford, which is good. Continuing to monitor that, and hopefully some of the things at the federal level will stabilize, which will then help bring that cost back down.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.